This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
We just keep talking and laughing, and so much stuff happens off air.
You don't even have it.
We might have to do it. No, we can't do outtakes. I mean, we already say enough shit on the air.
Oh,
we,
yeah.
There's no way we can put what we do off air on a reel of some sort. Anyway,
we
hi, everybody. The chat room is ultra busy. I mean, literally, literally busy. Totes lit.
Totes lit.
If you missed our first 2 hours, I can't imagine what in the hell your life has. You have more important things to do than that.
Really?
But you can listen to us on the rebroadcast 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can listen to us on repeat or go to QTalkAmerica.com and listen on demand to any one of our shows. Past or present, future shows are not posted yet because we haven't done them because we do this show live once a week.
Thank you for explaining time.
Some people don't understand.
We're struggling with that.
I'm continuously learning.
Speaking of people who continuously learn, ladies and gentlemen, Al Perkins.
Well, we'll start with what that fucking expression is, but it's neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds.
Nor gloom
actually,
of night.
I like that. I like
that's
the,
not that's the, not nearly as fun as the one at the statue.
It's
of,
very serious. It's very like serious.
Yeah. So, but it's at the
and also
the post office in New York
stamps
at Penn
are going
Station.
It also costs 55 cents now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it went up a nickel
compared to the forever
nickel,
stamps
nickel,
from before
nickel,
and the
nickels.
Forever ones from before.
What?
So we'll start with one for Anant because the other day,
yay.
I think last Wednesday, I was off and I was, I don't know. I think I watched every gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered.
Oh.
Queer questioning ally.
LGBTQNAFTP.
Why was that?
S-L-D. I don't know. I just went through because you know how Netflix recommends something?
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
some ones in my queue.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched one called Love, spelled incorrectly. I don't know why the title is spelled L-O-E-V. It was a really
isn't
dark.
Isn't that how you spell it?
No, L-O-E-V.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's, you're looking at me and I'm like, no.
So I don't know if that, I didn't know if that was a word that meant something
okay.
else.
Love.
Oh, but
okay.
it takes okay. place in, oh God, now I got to get it right.
Ev.
What
it's
city?
It's French.
Yeah.
La Ev.
But it all takes place in India.
Hashtag thanks Obama.
Thanks Obama. So years before it was in any way legal, they made a movie in India, filmed all in India, with two gay gentlemen exploring their love and their friendship, and it was really very interesting. All right.
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm talking to an
sorry. No,
I'm thinking
I heard
about
you.
Something else.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
So I wanted to see if it said.
So a bit, we're talking subtitles, right?
No.
Really?
Oh, and so the movie was in
look,
English.
Look, I come forward, and
yeah,
I know
so
it irritates the
now.
Shit out of the two of you, but I'm like, oh, thank God.
No, because well, they speak English there, too.
I know, I'm just...
Yeah. And
for
it,
the two
it,
of you, I know that you're both like, really?
It took a lot of different turns, and it went real, real dark,
okay.
but it's all about, like, repression and...
And that's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's called L-O-E-V.
Wow.
It had been recommended to me, and I know I've seen another Indian gay...
He just said L-O-V-E, so I know I'm not hearing
it. L-O-E-V.
We'll
yeah.
play the tape.
Yeah, Lo-Ev.
Yeah.
I'm saying Lo-Ev.
So yeah. I don't, like I said, I don't know if I've ever seen a movie set in India with two, because it was illegal till just recently. Like this was, so to have, and it was very graphic and very good.
That's interesting that.
Is Liv Schreiber going to star in the part two? Loeb with Lily.
I know. Jenny's gone back to that like twice because I was trying to find out from Anand earlier if it meant something.
Oh, wow.
Amina,
that's an interesting statistic. I did not know that.
Yeah, I was so I
wow.
was kind of joking because every time there's a foreign you guys talk about foreign films.
Yes,
I and you mention anything about them having subtitles, I go from here to like whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
I know.
Because you know, and then you both get annoyed.
I know.
Because
you're very annoying.
Like, for fucking seriously, like you can't. You know.
Yeah.
But like,
right.
I don't want to watch their.
Yeah. Anyway.
Get,
well, anyways.
Well, and as I've explained, I watched Amistad,
mm-hmm.
and I had to have the it was more closed captioning, but considered
right.
subtitles, because of someone who was deaf, and I was watching it with someone that was deaf,
terrible.
And it was like, it just ruined the whole thing.
Oh, one of the first time I saw Trainspotting, I did not understand their accents. So I watched that like it was a foreign, to me it was a foreign language because
it
they're
like
Irish.
The full Monty. I should have done that.
There's Scottish films now where they do that, and there's been this big political. Sorry, we're not going off the rails on your story, but the political correctness to run amok sometimes just drives me fucking crazy. Yeah. So when you watch, when you watch people speaking English, James McAvoy on SNL did a good skit on that. Did you watch it last week?
I did not see it.
Okay, so James McAvoy was on SNL, and they did the thing about no one can understand people when they are speaking with a Scottish accent, and they did a whole pilot trying to land the plane. It was actually very funny.
Yeah.
So now, movies, when they're in English, but with that heavy Scottish thing, they're giving you the subtitles. So, you know, you can understand the fucking movie.
Right.
And now the PC police have said, you can't do that with English speakers. They're speaking English. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah. But I also like, don't know what the hell they're saying.
Exactly. That's
in
the whole point.
Spotting, I was like,
there's nothing,
don't...
there's no problem with it.
Yeah. And Trainspotting has the... Trainspotting starts with the narration and then goes into the dialogue while they're running because it starts with him running from somebody. Okay. So there's a chase scene and I'm like, I can't catch up. I don't know what you said.
Sure.
But anyways, this love movie, it's just interesting because it's set in India, filmed in India with Indian men.
Okay.
And it's illegal to be gay in India.
Right,
so this movie's a couple years old. So it's very, like, it had a lot, it's very interesting. That was just for an aunt. Because I watched that.
And
it was really cool.
And it's on the
will watch it.
I had a story for an aunt as well, but then I looked at the date on it and it was...
Yeah, and this movie's a couple years old, but it just finally came up and I was really, like, curious about the year and, like, how did they get away with some of that filming? But then it takes a very dark turn when it talks about repression and, like, we talked about that. We didn't need to talk about that. That's the cutie for later. Gillian Anderson and Lily James heading to movie theaters and All About Eve.
Oh,
The National Theater Live.
How did I not know this?
Presents a filmed version of production directed by Ivo Van Hove. I like when I squint at stuff and I can see my glasses.
Yeah, I know. I usually have
Jesus
right
Christ. The upcoming West End production of All About Eve, starring Gillian Anderson and Lily James, will be screened in cinemas internationally April 11th with National Theater Live. The to-be-announced venue list will be available sometime.
Is it a play or a movie?
It is the West End production. You're watching the filming of the West End production of All About Eve. And they're going to film it like they do with the operas now. Like on, you know, Fandango presents.
Because if they're making a movie out of it, I'm out.
No. It's a filming of the West End production of All About Eve.
Okay, I'll pay
attention. Anderson will take on the role of Margot Channing with James's Eve Harrington. The show will also feature a bunch of other people.
Wow.
Cate Blanchett was originally to appear in the production, but she is not now. So
I want to ask you this, Al. There was the theater musical version.
Right, Applause.
Was called Applause. That's not what this is?
No, this is they took the movie and made a play out of it.
Okay, no musical.
No, that's called Applause.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know, because All About Eve was not a play. That's an original screenplay.
Right.
So this is just a backwards thing.
Interesting.
But Gillian Anderson will come up again in entertainment, but I thought that was pretty cool. And then speaking of that, Alanis Morissette musical opened with Diablo Cody, who won an Oscar for, what's that movie called? Juno,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Premiered at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It must not have sucked because it's been announced that The Jagged Little Pill will be coming to Broadway later this year. I hope the theater sucks up on those $30 to become some white wine, because this production has a clear target demographic.
It's like what white people say.
Yeah, it is. It definitely
they're
is.
All going to go to that.
So another jukebox musical. So, but it says it's...
But I thought that would be a fun one.
Oh,
you know, like
I would go to that.
Probably because you didn't finish reading it. The main characters consist of a wealthy, unhappy Connecticut family compromised of a pill-popping mother, a workaholic, porn-addicted father, an over-programmed high school senior son,
I'm
and
okay
an adopted daughter who is black and basically lives in a permanent state of having her hair touched by white girls. There are also four other characters outside the family, all bound together by the trauma of rape culture. So, yeah, fun.
No, no, no.
I'm out.
No. I just want to hear the music.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's what comes with it.
I just want to hear
the CD.
Play the CD, right, yeah.
Again, not a happy CD.
No.
Those weren't happy white girls drinking white wine listening to that.
There you go.
So,
but
I don't
did
know
he go down
been...
on her into the theater is really my question.
Yeah, yes. She did. We don't know about the new girl.
We don't know.
Her,
all right. All
her
right.
skills.
They can
meet
when you fuck her.
So if you've been, yeah... there's that old joke.
I just want you to know.
All I know is the punchline. I can't remember the joke, but the punchline is it squeaks when you fuck it.
And I'm laughing and I don't know the joke.
I know, and I don't either. That's all I remember, and it still makes me laugh.
That reminds me of the joke that that Scott Tickler always used to say. he'd go to people. He would just work a joke to the ground. He goes, how do you get a nun pregnant? Fuck her.
So simple.
What's elegant solution?
What's black and white and can't go through a revolving door? A nun with a spear through her neck? It's just funny.
Oh, God. Are we going to go to dead baby jokes in a minute?
No, we're done.
God, I got really excited.
He brought up
nuns.
It's not my fault. So if you've been watching FX for any reason, you know that there is what looks like a fantastic miniseries coming up. And it's Fosse Verdon, and it's going to be on FX. The 8-part show will debut on April 9th, and I cannot find what's-his-face's name anywhere on this, so I'm very happy.
Ryan
Murphy.
Yeah. I'm even because happier left, than you are.
He's left FX and Fox for Netflix now.
Okay.
Oh, no. So he's not going away.
Oh, so here we go. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, Thomas Kail, Stephen Levinson, Joel Fields, George Seltzer, Rockwell, and Williams will be executive producers, with Levinson serving as showrunner based on the book Fosse. Will feature choreography by Andy Blackenbuehler, who did Hamilton, and then he did that show that cast on here. I don't remember what it was called. Nicole Fosse, daughter of Fosse and Verdon, serves as co-executive producer. There's a fabulous show. She would have come right up.
Doug and I are both like,
sorry. Sorry,
Carlson.
I could have thrown her.
Kat Carlson's not here.
Kat Carlson doesn't know.
When you need something.
You know what else Kat Carlson never do?
The more you
Florida man, until I told her about it.
Someone's not bitter.
So the song that all of the people at Starbucks hated more than Hamilton was called, and I've never heard of it, so I got to find it when I get home. Young Folks from 2006. And I guess it's got some whistle all the way through it. It's by Peter Bjorn and John. And it in parentheses says, you heard it. The second best track of 2006, but The Earworm, which is played a lot in Starbucks Lazy, is also, for all intents and purposes, just 4 minutes of whistling. My own personal hell.
I can't even imagine.
So
that'd be awful.
Yeah, so I can't wait to go home and find out what this song is that's been killing Starbucks workers for damn near a century.
Well, anything that has just there are a couple of I'll have to look them up, but they're like hits that right now I can't just think of off the top of my head that have some kind of whistling in it.
Mm-hmm.
Play that music, or like if you're walking through a grocery store and it comes on. Like, I develop a fucking tick.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell? Turn that off.
Yeah.
Right.
By the end of the aisle, I'm pissed. Just
can't be where we
are.
Nobody wants to hear that. Off.
Yeah. So 4 minutes of it, and you're stuck in there, and you can't. No.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go now? So then,
Nah.
I give in. The Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Oh, let's talk about that.
So, Sandra Oh won another award for Killing Eve, and God damn it. My mission this week is I'm going to find that motherfucking show.
Also,
I gave a great speech.
Megan Mullally is just...
Oh!
I just love her.
So I wanted to text or call you, but I didn't know if you were watching Rent or that while it was happening. What kind of deal did Megan Mullally make with the devil? She looks like she's getting younger and thinner.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be a real big bitch about this, but like she makes... Deborah Messing looks like
Well, Deborah
fat.
Messing had a baby. Like,
well, okay. Well, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just got that. But
I thought you just one
well,
of the
body shaming. You're never going to come out on the nice side.
But isn't it really like, were you like
one of them big girls? You know,
Deborah Messing. I know you listen weekly, and I'd like to apologize.
I apologize.
Hashtag
that I confused your
all the time
pregnancy for
you
obesity.
You hit behind sets while doing the show to cover your pregnancy.
It's not my favorite show.
That Deborah Messing, she did one of them real big girl.
Yeah.
God.
But
it's like a size 14.
She just looked beautiful.
Yes.
She and I is said that so pretty.
When they went to high definition, they all looked, I mean, they're all about our age. Mm-hmm. Except
not her.
No, she's 10 years older.
But she looks 10 years younger.
Yeah, but the high def has been very kind. Yeah. And then she did that. She looked very good.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
And she was just enough, just a little touch. Yeah. Luckily, the SAG Awards, they have no sponsors. They don't have money to run overtime. They're on a network no one's heard of. God, I mean, God bless you if you can find the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's why when the Black
sorry,
Panther,
Jenny.
When he was like, don't give me that music. Don't give me that music. And
but I love right before body shaming. I don't mean to be a bitch.
Yeah, right. Just, you know.
But I'm going to tell someone she's not worthy because she's heavier.
That's called a rationalization.
Yeah.
and a justification.
Some people call it a fat.
I can live with how much trouble I'm in right now.
It's all right.
I love that I really didn't. I honestly didn't know. I'm like, God, she's kind of getting like.
No, she had a baby like during the original run of the show. She had a baby during the original run of the show.
I'll shame that too. Okay.
They're all our age.
Okay. I really seriously apologize. I didn't know she was pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant. She had a baby like 20 years ago.
Oh. Wait, she didn't just get fat?
Her body changed after she had the baby.
Oh!
So did mine.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'm back.
I put on weight with her. It was sympathetic.
Fuck all y'all. I'm back then because. Yeah. I thought you meant she had a baby like last year and was still recovering.
She had the baby, she's never been the skinny bitch she was on the show.
Megan Mullally had a baby?
Megan Mullally is 60.
Yeah, she's 60.
God damn.
Wow.
She's 60.
Yeah. Okay, well played,
that just
Megan.
Blew my mind even. I had no. I thought maybe.
Okay, Doug, Staver, I just said they're about our age. She's 10 years older.
Beaverhausen to you.
Well, I didn't think she was 60. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, let me say it this way. Does she look 60?
No, not at all.
I rest my case.
Oh, no, absolutely. We talked about that the minute they came back.
And Angela Bassett.
Deborah
Messing
is 50, so she is right in our ballpark.
She's 10 years
I
older?
I get that. Sometimes this one needs hard facts.
I do.
He does.
Sometimes you can't him into the dance hall. You got to dance with him.
And just to spoil anything, the cast of Friends are all about our age.
Yes.
You know who else?
A lot more.
The original cast of Rent, all about our age.
Carol Channing, our age.
Dead,
yeah. She's timeless to me now.
Angela Bassett did look
Eric
really
McCormack is 55.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sean Hayes is 48. He's the youngest of the cast, which makes sense.
Interesting.
He is?
Julie Chin is 49, but about 20.
That's about right. And her husband's a dirty pig.
It's like
pig.
Lin Su, whatever her last name was.
Cooney?
Yeah, I was going to say. I knew I was going to say it wrong, and it was
Lin Su Shepherd first, and then it became Lin Su Cooney.
But they both married
shitty
husbands.
You were going to butcher that.
Yeah, that was going to go all kinds of wrong. So, like I said, Sandra Oh, Jason Bateman won for Ozark, a show that don't bother turning on any lights because the show's filmed completely in the dark. But it's so good.
And he's so good.
Be excited about that.
And I had never noticed how much in the dark they are in the first season. And a friend of mine watched it before I did. Mm-hmm. He goes, Jesus, you remember how dark it was last year? He's like, I don't even think there were people in it this year. And so I watched it in New Mexico on that rental house, that big giant, like, 18-foot screen, and I'm like, why am I bothering? There's nothing on the screen. Like, the show is completely in the dark.
I just watch it on my phone.
You don't need to. You can just. It's a
just
radio
listen.
Program.
It's a podcast.
Only the shadow knows.
Oh, my God. And then comedy, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel won everything. There's a really
Tony Shalhoub, yeah. So good.
There's a very funny article going around Facebook right now about this woman that says, I know it's coming at the right time, but I find her completely grating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good article about the fact that she's good in bed, she's good at cooking, she has a 5-minute set put together in 5 minutes, she's got a lesbian, like, side
guess what she's not good at on the show? Being a mother.
Yeah.
Because I saw my friend, author Lori Natero, posted on her Facebook page. She's like, can we have a new show called Somebody Call the Police on Mrs. Maisel? Because we don't know where her fucking kids are.
No,
and neither does she.
That's the article. That article goes in detail about the fact that, like, where are her children?
Right.
Like, they seem to disappear at the moment's notice. Mm-hmm. But so that was very funny.
I feel like he's going to say, by the way, the children are all our age.
They are.
they're our age.
And I'll have to listen to it for the rest of my life.
So for TV, I will not.
Thank you, Quinn.
I
really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I do everything I can.
Well, I can't say anymore that she's 10 years older than the rest of them.
I know, but I knew a hard fact.
Yeah, but
fact
quite
is
frankly,
what
that
I really
her
did,
59.
And thank you.
Or just 60, because there are two of us that.
And he's
know,
older than me.
Correct.
I know.
So when you. I didn't want to work that out. So when you. All I'm saying.
Thank you. I have support from part of the table.
You always have my support.
If Kat was here, something even worse would have just been said. Or meaner.
You always have my support.
I'm just finally not the oldest person at the table. It's a nice change.
I just was not one that was going to bring up age is what I was saying.
I know. I do the same thing.
Thank you.
When one of the girls that grows up with says they're like our age, I'm like, bitch, you are 12 years older than me. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Literally 12 years.
Knock, knock.
Speaking of, where are you going? You got some, you got more? You probably got tons. I just was going to interject with a little Grace and Frankie. Is anybody? Mm.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, we're okay,
good. Yeah, we're going to wrap up the SAG Awards. So,
you're still in the middle of those.
How are we not talking about the most important thing that happened?
Well, because we're going to get up the TV stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, once again, Amy Adams, I know, if you just let me, there's
I know, there is. Sure.
So, Patricia Arquette wins again, and Amy Adams just cannot seem to win an award.
And, and could barely hold a decent look on her face together. She looks so pissed off.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, yes, she did. She's a two-time loser.
Yeah.
She didn't even smile.
But like six-time loser, because like she's being nominated again. I mean, they tied at the Critics' Choice Awards.
But you could tell she thought she was going to win.
All I told you guys about Patricia Arquette, when I saw that little blurb about that Escape from Dannemora, and I was like, just looking at this picture, this is just going to start winning awards.
Sure.
Like, all I needed to see was one picture of her as that with the teeth and the hair. And it, honest to God, it's not that great a show.
Okay.
But she is doing something that the rest of them are just not. She's in one movie, they're in another movie.
Okay, right. So this is going to sound silly, but is it is it one of those things where, like Monster, the movie Monster, right? I didn't think was, I thought Charlize Theron was
Same with that.
I love that movie.
I thought it was great. She was in, I can't remember, you guys will probably know, whatever, but she was in a category for Best Actress with, there was somebody else that I thought should have won.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, that's like...
And where you kind of look at it and it's because of the prosthetics and the makeup.
Oscar
and the,
loves that.
Yeah, and like Iron Lady, not...
And taking someone who's semi-attractive.
Not the best Meryl Streep movie, but you know what? She's been losing for 29 years. It's time to give her a goddamn Oscar. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get, we'll get to that argument too. Okay. But this Patricia Arquette, it's not that great of a... The miniseries is not that compelling. Like, I'm not even sure if I finished it.
Okay.
And I keep losing track of whether or not they've even escaped from Dannemora yet. And I'm like, because I mostly don't care.
Yeah.
It's kind of like him with, I don't want to watch dirty people do stuff. Like, I don't I don't care. Get out of prison. Stay in prison. Who gives a shit?
Who's going to clarify that?
Wait. Yeah. I'll watch dirty people do stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right. Not showered people.
There are certain people that I feel are dirty unclean. That I don't want to watch
And Darren Criss has now officially won every award you can possibly win for that role.
For my not favorite show of the year.
Yeah, and then finally he kind of, and he did in another one.
I didn't think it was that good.
But he said, you know, I know to some people the tragedy of this will never end.
I loved that he said that.
Yeah, I did too.
And at some point you have to say that to people, like, we're kind like all these.
And to the families.
Any kind of true story that you're doing.
Remember when it was on? Remember doing the show when it was on? And I was like, everyone's like, it's so great. I'm like, it's really grim. Like, I just didn't like it. I'm like, who does he murder next?
Right.
No, I think it's, I'm very glad he said that in his speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was like, we're not glorifying it.
In other words, it's a great performance in a movie that you don't really ever want to watch again. Like, it was a great book, but it's not a book I'm going to be like, ooh, can't read that again.
Yeah.
So like Helter Skelter, I'm not reading that.
No, thanks.
Like, a bunch more times. Mm.
No. I did read it twice, though, and I don't know why.
I'm going to say I did,
now,
too,
in the movie part, there was some, the big surprise was that in cast in the motion picture, Black Panther won, so we can find, the people at Gold Derby are still like, when is A Star Is Born going to start winning awards? Right. It's not. It's wrong. Not. You're just wrong.
Exactly.
You back the wrong horse. That movie's not that good.
Thank you for saying that.
When the timing, were you
Amina,
gonna say
I do
want to
talk about that.
of the, during the speech, when he said, all of us up on stage, black people.
And Andy, about young, talented and black.
And black, yes. And he's like, you have great timing.
Andy Sudeikis, I can't never pronounce his name right, who does play a big part in the movie. And it's good that he finally has gotten acknowledged for the fact that most of the time you don't know he's Caesar in War of the Planet of the Apes. He is the main character in Lord of the Rings. He's Precious. He's all those stop motion characters for years, and he's finally like getting. They're finally like, okay, you actually play a role in this movie. You're going to get a title card because we learned last year that and newer directors don't know if you don't have your own title card, you don't win a. You can't get nominated for the SAG. Right. Only the people that are introduced by one name. If they group you with like three people, then you don't get. You're not considered the main part of the cast. And Jordan Peele didn't know that last year with Get Out. And he felt terrible because he grouped.
I remember you talking about that.
He grouped the next people together, so they're trying to be careful of that because of stuff like this. If you think you have a chance, so I was really hoping Crazy Rich Asians would win because those are two of my favorite movies from last year. But Crazy Rich Asians, I just wanted Awkwafina and that big tall drink of Asian water to come up and say hi to me.
Isn't he hotter than hell?
He really have a good is year. Gorgeous.
So male actor in a supporting role, just because I've learned to say his name correctly, Mahershala Ali. I no longer add that fifth syllable.
Sure.
Mahershala.
No, I was saying like Mahershala or something. Yeah, I got to go back and listen to find out what the fuck I was doing. So
Malala, I think, or something. I mean, it
no,
was like,
I had a sh in there too, but maybe. It's just all going wrong.
I think that was us going shh.
I really don't see. I think it's Adam Drivers should be Adam Drivers or Richard E. Grant's. But
I think Richard E. Grant is going to like.
But I mean,
so well liked.
But I mean, we've just Career Oscar. We've done the Jennifer.
I think that's the most competitive category.
It is, but no one else has won anything. Like, I know. Like you got to. Once the SAG Awards are done, like that's every actor that can act. So aren't we kind of done?
That's going to be a toss-up category.
Yeah. That's. What I don't think so.
Oh, who do you think's going to win?
Mahershala Ali, because he's won every single award. Yeah. Like, as soon as he loses something, I'll agree with you.
I think
but
Richard E. Grant could win that.
Oh, I do. I mean, you're nominated. You could possibly win, but I think he's turned into the Jennifer Hudson of like you just won every single award.
Mahershala La 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 Baz.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ali. Thank you. This is my name.
That's exactly it.
And then
didn't
Amy
he just
Adams.
Win an Oscar for Moonlight?
Yeah, two years ago.
Yeah. That was my thing about sometimes no.
Yeah.
Like not two Oscars right
and
away.
And now we're they're calling it category fraud because he is the lead of that movie.
Right.
Right.
So that's it.
But that's in category fraud, that predicts a winner.
Yes.
Big performances in the supporting category.
Right. Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls. Uh-huh. So that's why he's going to win. Like now you just made it up. You keep making arguments for him winning.
Yeah. That one.
But just having won an Oscar, I don't know.
Yeah. But then you get what's his face from the Tarantino favorite, Christoph Waltz, that surprised everybody with two Oscars in a minute and a half. So the performing and supporting role, Amy Adams never winning an Oscar because
and that was
now
sad.
They take Regina King out and they give it to Emily Blunt. And again, category fraud because for these ones, they pick. For the SAG Awards, when the ballots go out, they tell you Emily Blunt for A Quiet Place, supporting actress. Mary Poppins, Emily Blunt, lead actress. So they tell you where they can be nominated, where they're submitting themselves for.
Okay.
For the Oscars, you pick the category. Mm-hmm. You tell them what you were. So they'll go she's supposed to be a supporting in this category. So that's what they're talking about, category fraud, because...
Isn't that weird? That sounds
because
weird to me.
It is weird.
Well, Emily Blunt is the star of both movies. She's the top.
Sure,
she's
right,
top
right.
billed. She's not second or third billed. She's not a supporting character. The movie's about her giving birth.
Right. Well, and just a very... funny line I thought that Anastasia Beaverhausen had.
Oh, about, plays the wife because she can't talk.
Way to go, John.
Yeah,
way to go.
A category fraud, interesting, can work in reverse.
Yeah, but hers is because two roles that competed against each other and where she was the lead, so that's why she has no Oscar nomination. Rami Malek, now this is the nail biter because Christian Bale and Rami Malek
that win surprised me.
They have won the equal amount of all the precursor awards. Like nobody can make up their goddamn mind. And then the biggest one of the night is it's officially over for all of these same reasons. Glenn Close is now swept.
God.
Every
How
single
gorgeous
thing.
Did she look?
She looks so good.
Oh my God.
And I follow her on Instagram and sometimes she likes my comments.
Oh my God, I love that. So does Deborah Messing, fat girl that she is.
Yeah, I know. That fat pig.
Wow.
So I hope Deborah Messing can
really
see
because,
that I just looked over at
Glenn Close is playing the I am going to make it known that I am playing for reals. She got her own, she finally got an Instagram account. She's playing all the right games. I read an interesting article that the reason she didn't win for Fatal Attraction was because she was pregnant and she didn't do the press rounds. Mm. She didn't suck up to everybody.
Okay.
And she went to... She filmed Dangerous Liaisons, which is why she's got the heavy bosoms, right after giving birth. So when it came time to promote that, she was just tired and was like, I just made two movies back-to-back. I'm taking a fucking day off.
Right.
So she didn't play the game. And that's why they were saying the two roles she should probably have an Oscar for, what happened. And she wasn't around to schmooze and get all cozy with everybody.
I absolutely loved
it. So someone hired a publicist.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As did Regina King, who now is probably going to win the Oscar.
And that's how they advertise that movie now. It's the Regina King movie.
The Regina King movie, There's a lot that happens.
If Beale Street could talk, they'd say Regina King is the movie.
Yeah, Regina King is in this movie.
Knock, knock. So Glenn Close, this is just a stupid aside, but... At the time, right, when in the 90s, 80s, when Fatal Attraction came out, 80s, when, you know, Glenn Close was pretty-ish.
Yeah.
But Michael Douglas was hot.
Yeah.
Like, he was, you know,
gorgeous. Well, they took this woman who played Frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
They lit her nicely for The Natural. Right. And then all of a sudden they had to make her sexy, and she had to audition like 1,800 times because no one bought her as
Adrian sexy. Lynn, right, the director, right, wanted Isabella Johnny at the time. Oh. That was his first choice. He said it has to be someone beautiful, and Glenn Close convinced him. She said, I can play beautiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's some trivia for you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And I love that now, 30-some-odd years later, she and Michael Douglas come walking out,
I know,
on the
that
stage.
Was, and I didn't know that was happening. That was so cool.
It was so cool.
I know.
And I'm not trying to be petty toward Michael Douglas, but she was stunning.
Yeah, she looks so good.
And he looks
old.
Well, he's older than her,
no,
too.
No, but I'm just...
Is he our age?
Neither of them. Neither of them.
Well played. Well played.
But it's one of those... It's one of those shitty things.
Thank you very much.
Where a young woman in Hollywood all of a sudden has to get paired with a 50-year-old man, and you're like...
Every time.
Why?
I know.
Because now all of a sudden everyone thinks she's older.
Yes.
Or you have to do the math, and they're like, oh, we've been married for 10 years. Did you marry her in grade school?
Glenn Close is 71. Michael Douglas is 74.
Mm. Oh, I thought they were much further apart in age.
Okay. Well...
You can Google it.
No, I believe you. He's been
I thought so too. If it
but
makes
he's
you feel
been
any
around
better.
Our entire
I
lives.
Did.
Like,
I did.
Well,
think,
and
yeah.
And I know that he.
And his father is 107 or something.
And he's 106,
like,
I think.
Michael Douglas
yeah.
has been a star for about 100 years.
Right. Yeah.
But I do
mean, the streets
love,
of San Francisco is when we.
I know it. Oh my God. I used
you may
to
not
love
even
that.
Have been born. I don't know.
I love
Kirk Douglas is 102.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what he was saying. My
So thinking his son was 80 is not a big jump.
So can we just talk about how happy that.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is our age.
Yes, that I know.
That she is. That it's finally going. To, Al and I
have been waiting for her to win this Oscar
for our entire adult lives. So,
for the years that
and
I
if
have
she
been watching
win,
the Oscars with you guys,
I really
I'm
will.
I'm going to say I am totally with you.
Here's the thing,
because I remember you
the
guys
curse
talk about
now. What I'm thinking is, we've been waiting this long, and now we may not watch it together because
no,
of your job.
I'm in town. No, I'm in town.
I'm all what.
Wait.
Okay. No, that's been the big story.
Okay. Yes. There was we were able to change some plans around and do some digging, and I will leave town Monday morning.
Okay.
I can leave town Monday morning on a plane and be everywhere that I was going to be.
What time are you leaving?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Hopefully someone is going to say go on this, because if it's not a go, then I'm just going to go to San Diego on Tuesday at my leisure.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got like, it's all waiting on whether or not I'm approved for this motherfucking trip.
Got it. Sorry.
Yeah, I just assume because he's
I'm
been famous
I'm just so
forever.
Happy that she's going to finally have an Oscar.
So let me go to my list for the last few things.
So.
I got rid of so much shit. Accidentally got the shit scared out of me. There is a and I recommended it here last week. And if any of you went home and watched it, my apologies.
Oh, my God.
For what was
seeing
a very, very bad description
seeing
of the movie.
Seeing your post.
A father and son coroner team investigate the strange murder of a young woman. I thought it was going to be like Murder, She Wrote, and Wednesday.
Like a procedural.
Oh, yeah. And it's Brian Cox. I mean, he was the first Hannibal Lecter.
Jack Klugman.
But he hasn't dipped his toe into horror in a long time.
That's great.
And that little Emile Hirsch, that little sweetie from Into the Wild, he doesn't do these kind of movies. So I was really expecting like a father-son crime fighter. Like,
God,
I thought we were going to Cabot's Cove or wherever the fuck she lived. I was absolutely not prepared based on that description.
Yeah, I can see.
So I have all the lights off, and I'm like, oh, late night movie. I'm fine.
This will be relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
Solve a crime.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll feel smarter later.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, like, it was just getting creepy. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's like an X-Files kind of show. Like, this is getting a little dark. And, like, they bring the girlfriend down to the... She sneaks in and wants to see the autopsy room and all this stuff. And then they went super graphic on the autopsy.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I guess we're going for... We're on Netflix. I thought it was a Netflix original, too, because I really did not do my reading on this movie. So then it just reaches this point of, like, just outright sheer fucking terror as I'm like... I mean, I let out a scream.
You've been blindsided.
Was, like, jumping up for lights, trying to find this thing to look up on IMDb. And like, I'm going to need a different description of this gentle movie about a coroner and his son and this motherfucking bitch on the table.
So, the neighbors are like...
Oh, here's the best part. The minute I stand up to get my iPad to look something up, it lights up. with my friend sending me like three messages that he had a ride to the airport, didn't need me. Sure. Sorry, I haven't called you back. I hope you're not staying up waiting for me. So that startles the shit out of me that I pick up the iPad and it lights up like the daytime. And then a cop car pulls up in front of my house and I got sirens like going off.
Oh, no.
I wish you had cameras inside your house to record
it. It was
this.
A mild to major coronary event, depending on whether or not you talk to an actual doctor. I will just tell you, do not watch this movie if you don't like horror movies, because I had nightmares for days. It's terrifying. So I turned on the, I got all the things right. I sat on the coffee table. I made sure I knew where all the exits are. The lights were on, and I watched it to its inevitable conclusion. But sweet mother of Jesus. And I had just watched all of these, all the movies in that. I watched Handsome Devil for the second time. I watched some other really charming gay movie on Netflix. The Netflix, their streaming service sucks, but I got
to
tell you.
From charming gay to terrified out of your fucking mind.
To a life in person autopsy. Of a woman with dead eyes.
I'm with Clayton. I wish you had cameras in there because with that lighting up like that.
Al, I saw a meme on Facebook today that made me think of you because I know you love the horror genre. It said, if you're feeling lonely, just watch a horror movie alone in the dark. You won't feel lonely for much longer.
You won't feel alone. I'm sorry. Said that right. You won't feel alone much longer.
No, you absolutely
Harrison, he's talking about.
Not.
I always feel like it's called You, isn't it? Right, Al? You?
No, it's called The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
What was the You?
You was the book that Kat and I read. We did that book club. That was terrific. And then they did this. That's the new one on Netflix. This turns out Netflix just picked up this movie.
I
thought they were pushing some movie they just made. The movie's like 2 or 3 years old from the movie theaters, and everybody but me knew it was a horror movie.
Okay.
I had never heard of it.
I did not realize that. That's why I thought it was
and
that
You. And the You movie is, I'm hearing about this from, I was going to share this with you tonight, my students in one of my classes, because I teach a course on domestic violence at Arizona State University. And I was so impressed by this. It was some past students, so you know, you think they don't remember anything, and from last semester, and they emailed me like, have you watched You yet? It's talking about how stalking can be domestic violence, and they're like, all of it, and I haven't seen it yet. I was like, oh my god, am I could would I be able to show it in class? They're like, they'll love it, you know, I guess it's young adults, right?
And
so anyway, I thought, isn't that kind of cool? My students, they're like, is this like talks? Because we talked about the stalking and they said how subtle.
They're a young adult. No, it's not a young adult novel.
You?
Yeah, no.
But the characters, are they pretty young?
No.
How old are they?
They're in their
20s. About our age.
Oh. Yeah. About our age. Maybe 10 years older.
I mean, young enough for a college student to relate to, but maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they're post-college.
Our age, 20.
It's like five. They're probably in their late 20s.
Okay.
So when we're still doing this goddamn show in another 10 years.
Yeah.
That Probably joke is certainly because because the water brings all ships up at the same time.
Right. Cecil and Grace, Friends, and Red will all be our age till we die.
I'm liking
when
this a lot
we're
more.
In Shady Pines, and
so
we're
I'm
all
interested
like,
in checking it out because. And Autopsy of Jane Doe, which I had heard about. You're right. That's been around a while. A
couple years, yeah. Turns out it's a couple years old.
But I'm curious about the You, and you loved the book, and so...
Yes. Kat and I both liked the book. She was like, I do not need to see that made into a movie. And and it's very disturbing because of his character, and he plays it.
They say... the student that emailed me said, you're going to like it because he's so smooth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not
because you start justifying him.
Yes,
like, well, he's just trying to help her.
He
knows
that
her
works.
Schedule better. Let her run it.
Right.
That friend is annoying. Of course she should go away.
Right.
So the other stuff that I watched, Those People was really cute about rich fucks. So it might be kind of annoying to some people.
It's called Those People?
Those People.
Okay.
I thought it was very good. And the actor that plays the older gentleman, and I'm like, we are playing fast and loose with the term older gentleman because this guy's like 22. And he's
our age.
Oh my god, he's so old. Yeah,
I'm on board with the way this is going.
Yeah, and then there's a movie called The Pass. I don't know if you remember Russell Tovey. Mm-hmm. He is the guy from Hooking
with the ears.
Hot with the ears, but then he's super controversial and always in trouble for that big fucking mouth. And he's always saying the wrong thing and
things.
Like shaming like other parts of the gay community. So he's in this one, and it was dirty. That movie is dirty.
He
and
does
hot.
Shame gay people.
Oh yeah, he's bad.
Oh, is he gay?
Oh yeah, super gay. Out, okay. but only like certain kind of gays.
Okay.
No fats, no femmes, no Asians.
Does he shame Deborah Messing?
I don't think he gets past shaming the boys to get to meet a lady.
Now, okay. he's 37.
Oh, okay. Just our age.
And he's 5'10". He's a shorty.
And I have watched Handsome Devil now. I've watched Alex Page up like three times.
Can I get past? Can we get past on that just because he's hot or not?
You know, I do because I watched this movie. It's called The Pass. Yeah. All right.
Oh, The Pass. My Netflix told me to watch it.
Yeah. It's on that list of the gay.
The preview Quantico looks Pass, so good. Being Human, Looking, Him and Her, all these things he was in. Movies and TV shows.
And he likes to take his clothes off a lot and parade around in underwear. And we are
you
not
can follow him on Instagram if you
he
want to.
He could apply for that job.
I wish he would. Al might even need a donut with a Band-Aid on it if he brought it.
Then he'd tip. Not to go away. To stay.
Oh, wait, that's where
I have standing.
That's where you draw the line.
Band-Aids no, on don't. Food, I am out.
No, you don't. Come
I am
on.
Out.
Band-Aids on food and whiskers on kittens.
Yeah.
Those are a few of his favorites.
Yeah, I'm just going to name those two. Just those two. Oh, my God. Okay, so
Band-Aids
what was left?
Band-Aids on donuts and whiskers
so I
on
just
kittens.
Started it, and this one is not a horror movie. I checked. Because now I know to read again. Make sure you're not watching smart. Cabot Cove. This time it's gory.
Winnie
this
the Pooh? What do you got?
Electric Boogaloo.
I'm just going to say, I have never seen one episode of Murder, She Wrote, but I get more mileage out of that fucking show.
God, that fucking show is awesome.
Never moving to Cabot Cove.
Because I'm not that age. Okay.
And Angela Lansbury, dead or alive?
Alive. So very much. Okay. Ask Dionne Brown.
She was just in Mary Poppins.
So I,
Oh, and he's got to be mad because she is clearly in Mary Poppins playing.
Yep. Oh, that's right. She just was in a movie.
If Julie Andrews could still sing, that's the role that Angela Lansbury played.
Oh.
Totally off topic. Grace Jones, dead or alive?
Alive.
Alive.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Angela Lansbury is 93.
Mm.
Julie Andrews is 83.
And a working actress.
And Dick.
And recently did Angels Week on Broadway.
Dick Van Dyke is
93
also? 93. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can tell that the part that they wrote was meant to be like, maybe there's a chance Julie Andrews could sing again. Like, maybe if we wrote it simple enough, she would give it a try. But she won't even try anymore. Like, she's like, we're done. I just don't even try. It's so sad. One of the most beautiful voices in the world just ruined. So Sex Education on Netflix. funny show, but longer than I was expecting. The episodes are each an hour. But that is rompy, dirty, fun. And Gillian Anderson, who just seems to be in everything, is in this, and she's wonderful. The one kid has a sex counselor for a mother, and it's Gillian Anderson. And her conversations with the kid that comes over to get high was just like, okay, I can't wait to watch the rest of the series. But they're not 28 minutes, so it was a little bit longer than I was expecting. But,
Joe just reminded us about Larry Poppins.
Time out. Larry Poppins has something to say.
You were so fucking right about me not knowing what the fuck you were talking about on Facebook. You put something on there.
About
Marnie,
Larry Poppins.
Marnie is so not going to understand. You tagged me, it to me. You're right, but what is this?
It was the funniest
you with
thing
the bag
that's
because
ever
of
happened.
All the shit that you come in with the bag.
It was the funniest.
And
you were the lesbian
Poppins.
You were the lesbian Mary Poppins, and like without missing a beat.
And I was in
Kat
your chair
you
when that
Mary
happened.
Mary Poppins, and I almost shit my pants.
I fell
that's
out of that
funny
chair.
I mean, she didn't even hesitate to shift those.
It was
you're welcome, Amina.
It was one of the funniest
that's
things I have
awesome
ever heard in my life, Marnie. I almost fell out of that chair.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give her credit for that big time because that's
that was
fucking funny.
So funny.
That's good. Okay.
So Sex Education, watch it.
Me with the
enjoy
bag, Larry
it.
Poppins.
Larry Poppins, you can watch it too.
I will bring an umbrella next time.
And then we'll just finish off with the almost live production of Rent.
That caused some controversy.
Oh. And I didn't watch it yet.
I did. I wanted to chime in so bad, Al, but you were all in such serious conversation mode of analysis of like this most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I'm horrified, but Al will remember this when we saw it at Gamage.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to remind you, but I thought you'll understand, but no one else will.
Yep.
And they're going to take my gay card away. But we were sitting there and it was it wasn't after the first act, but we're like 45 minutes into it. And I was like, what do you think? And I looked and I go, Al, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And okay. I don't understand anything, and I don't really like this.
Oh. I was like,
and then he's like, this is the story. I'm like, I don't understand at all. And I wanted to put that in there, but I was afraid then Maraska and all the gays would be like, what do you
say?
Important
was,
thing that's ever happened
real,
in the history of the world. So I guess I maybe need to revisit, but I didn't get it like that night, that first time around.
Most of us from out here listened to the soundtrack first. Mm-hmm. So when you went and saw it, you were all caught up on who everybody was. Sure. But it's a sung musical, yeah. Like Evita, like. You got to get it all while they're singing and try to figure out. And it's not like Evita where you're like, well, I know she's someone and obviously he's in the war.
That's a great way to say it because I didn't know.
Yeah. Right. And this is like you got to meet two roommates and then an ex-girlfriend and now the new girlfriend's theater manager. And there's people calling on the phone. I watched the movie only because we're going to see it. And I'm so sorry about that movie.
No, here's the thing. I'm glad because of we have tickets to see it in June. And I know where Clayton stands on it as far as just not caring.
Yeah.
Oh.
And with
he
other
started with
people,
the movie too though.
Yeah.
And with other people who have just been kind of like whatever, but then there are the people that just love it, right?
Right. And then and you guys sort of got to remember, like, think of it's that year. It's supposed to be people that were our age. It's people like struggling to make a living.
Sure.
Our age.
And yeah. They literally.
And sick.
And sick, right, and there was parts of it that kind of just rang true. It was the first musical in a while that had been a contemporary musical that kind of sounded like what we were listening to at the time. Yeah,
recycled.
Like, sounded like Roger sounds like every boy band, not boy band, but what was that guy that was saying every fucking song back then? I'll never think of it. I'll never get it right. He was a lead singer for a band, then he went solo and sang about I'll Make Love to You on a Mountain or some shit. I didn't like them, but everybody else did. But anyways, they had that same sound.
Their biggest hit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking you on Mount Everest.
Yeah.
I have the wrong
band. It's the guy that does. It's the guy that did Smooth with Santana.
Matchbox 20.
Rob Thomas. It just sounds like that era. No, I'm thinking about the awful guy from the awful band that had a solo album.
That one.
We're gonna make love in a mountain. I'm gonna make love to you in a mountain. I'm gonna fuck you in a stream. As soon as you figure out the song, you're gonna know. But
it was a big hit.
You can reach me by air.
I'm only lightly paraphrasing how awful that
song
was.
Only if you fuck me in a stream, though.
Billy Ocean.
No, I was like, he's dead, but he's
get
not.
Get out of my dreams.
Wrong guy. So anyways, so Rent happened. They go through the opening part, and I was very kind of like, I feel like this is not, like, they're not giving it. Like, the guy that's playing Roger, I'm like, I feel like, I know you're singing into a microphone for a camera that's this far away, so you can't, like, sing, you can't Ethel Merman it, but I feel like you could project at least outward a little, and it felt a little off. Like, it really, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm that sensitive to theater or anything like that, but I really just felt like this doesn't feel quite right. Mm-hmm. And I said to Tim, I'm like, I feel like there's something like just not there. And then they cut to commercial and they're like, well, things happen. The show must go on. One of our cast members broke his foot yesterday.
Oh,
so we're just showing you last night's dress rehearsal that they film as a contingency in case something goes wrong. And they're like, but at the end we have a special choreography and we'll join the show. We'll catch it up when we can, because the guy did almost to the very last song, but as they finish What You Own and they come back together because they leave the apartment and then start singing, like, wait, didn't he just leave? Shouldn't he be singing with someone else? He broke his foot.
Oh.
And he thought they would try to carry on, but they took it to the doctor and they're like, you're fucking done.
Your foot's gonna
like
fall
that
off.
Motherfucker's done. So they just showed you up to the point where he broke his foot off stage, and then they came back live and he was sitting, and in the scene it works out for that character, because in the end he really does just sit on the table and talk to another character. Mm-hmm. So he only has to stand up once, and I'm like, that's just bizarre. Then he broke his foot where it kind of works for the blocking.
Right.
And so he sat on the table and they had him behind something in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So someday they're going to release the people that came to see the live production that night that was going to air.
Okay.
The cast performed some numbers from them, but mostly they just watched monitors of the last night's performance until it was time to cut to the finale where he could come back and actually perform. He couldn't perform for that part. Again, I think they did something in a wheelchair with him.
Sure.
But it was weird staging. If you saw Jesus Christ Superstar and that odd staging, it was kind of off-putting because you're like, why this? And then it started to work. Then all of a sudden they did one number and I'm like, this is the most clever use of like TV and stage. Because you're performing it for an audience, but the audience has done like a mosh pit or like they're watching a concert. But then there's parts that you're only going to see from the TV perspective. Like whenever they went to the life support group, they were up in a room that no one could see and they were in a circle. But it was beautifully filmed when they went up there. You're like, oh, that's lovely to go to like a whole different location.
Okay.
But the choreography worked on that stage and it just really kind of fit. It was very creative. And they all got better. You could tell, like, and Matt's big thing was the one that, the one from RuPaul's Drag Race. She was pretty, very, very pretty, sang a couple songs really well. But if you can't dance and you can't do a drum solo, we're going to have to find somebody else. Right. There's a million people in Hollywood that have been practicing that since they were born 20-some years ago. Yeah. Like, there's someone ready. We don't need RuPaul's Drag Race contestant who looks nice in a dress, and she did sing, too, but she can't. I mean, she's supposed to be a drummer, and she could never play the drums. And I'm like, oh, it's, well, there's one thing for this role. He makes his money on the street being an excellent drummer.
So it's, now, Aaron said that there's some, because as we were watching the movie, I was like, how the fuck is this on stage?
They know it's one room. They never leave the one room.
I know, but like when they're shouting, it just I would think that where you're sitting.
There is no upstairs, downstairs. So when they drop the keys, they're standing next to each other.
It's the magic of theater.
It's the it's and it really. But when you change,
I was thinking that they would have
It's just
set.
It's just a bare stage with one table, and the table doubles as everything. But when he's at the phone booth, getting beat up, they're standing next to each other, and he's like, "Drop the keys." The one guy drops the keys, and then he just picks them up off the ground, like. It's all stagecraft and wizardry. So that's why when you change mediums like that, like when a book becomes a movie, you can do different things. So people are like, I need it to be exactly like it was. Then go back and see it on stage again. Because it'll be exactly like it was. But now we've changed mediums. We have different things. We have this weird stage. And I thought it was that place where they filmed Jesus Christ Superstar in Brooklyn that was so cool.
Oh, sure.
With that really weird. And that's another show. Like, how the fuck did they come up with that idea?
Right.
So it had good parts and bad parts. But it really was charming. It got the story across. And at the end, they brought all the original, they had most of the original Broadway cast standing next to their counterparts, and they did the finale Seasons of Love, No Day But Today thing all in a row. They pretended like Idina Menzel was going to hit the big money note, but they got whatever her name is from The Show Must Go On.
Adele Azeem?
Yeah, Adele Azeem.
Adele Dazeem. That's right.
I'm sorry. My mistake.
I mispronounce it correctly.
Right. But Kalia, another one whose name I never get right, the one from the Greatest Showman.
Oh.
She came in as the soloist and had some lovely parts.
Oh.
And so, like, they're acting like Idina Menzel and the one that played Joanne.
Or Seattle?
Yeah.
Seattle?
I'm not going to get it right.
Okay.
They acted like the two of them were going to hit the big note, and then all of a sudden she, like, shimmied up to the front of the stage and just unhinged a jaw.
And was done.
And they were like, they just looked at her like, we're just going to harmonize with that way down here. We're
not
good.
Doing that.
And then I was like, oh, Adam Pascal didn't show up. Sure enough, he's back with Roger because Roger couldn't come forward because he's still back at the table where the show ended because he can't move. Yeah, he can't walk.
Foot's broken.
So then you see Adam Pascal, like, back there singing just to him. Like, he went back out of the spotlight and had a moment with him.
Okay.
And then the two of them, like, were singing, but way in the back. And it was like, well, that's nice that he didn't, like, stand there alone and leave the cripple in the back. So, but it's
handicap parking.
But it was filmed. If you just need to only see Rent the one way, the very last night on Broadway, they filmed it, and it's called Rent Live on Broadway. And if you really need to see it, it's the last night of the show performed completely on stage.
Okay.
With the last cast, which is Angelica from Hamilton.
Okay.
That was one of her first big shows.
Right. Yes.
So she plays Mimi.
Yep.
And it's sexy and wonderful. And at the end, because it's the last night of the show, then everybody comes out for the finale. And they don't know that the original cast is standing in the wings waiting to come out and sing with them. And, of course, not a dry seat in the house.
Oh, forget it.
So if you really need to see Rent exactly as it was presented originally.
You mean because people were crying or peeing?
They were doing both.
I see. Okay.
I would have been peeing. That's
wanted
the,
to make sure.
That's you the kind of, that's the kind of shit I can't even handle.
Pee my pants. Yes.
Like that when the night that A Chorus Line became the longest running show on Broadway, they reinforced the stage of the Schubert. And the Schubert is the size of this room with like 20 seats. Okay. The Schubert is a tiny, tiny, tiny theater in New York. But it's where A Chorus Line played. They had to reinforce the stage. and for the finale where they turn around and the mirror comes and it looks like there's many dancers but there's really just 16. Sure. They brought every single person who wanted to, who had ever played in a chorus line on Broadway or on tour, and that number, my nipples get hard. Like, they just kept coming. So they would form the line, walk down, form the line, and then they had to exit through the audience, but they had to reinforce the stage because at any one time, there was so many people. But it's one, and you can find awful clips of it, but it's really cool. So anytime they do stuff for like a longest running or the end of a run, it's just cool when you throw a little theater history, because you know the geeks paid the money to see the last show, so you want to give them their money's worth. Because they paid like $1,000 So that's that was it. So Rent, if it's your first way into it, you're gonna, you know, you'll probably be mildly confused. It makes a little more sense because they move from place to place, and the kid that plays Mark is the cutest motherfucker. Ooh, that's why I had that to send you this picture.
Marnie, he before is, it scrolls away, I want you to know that Amina helped us find this song. It's "I'll Make Love to You on a Mountainside" or some shit from Lynn Moran,
from Manuel some white Miranda. Band.
She found it.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Hopefully this will work. Or you can just Google Jordan Fisher. But find
thank
him.
Thank you, Amina.
He was totes adorbs.
Thanks, Amina. I love it.
I will. And when you hear the song, you're going to be like, oh my God, that really is what he says. All right, that's it for entertainment. Him. I'll just show you.
Oh, oh already God, looked him up fantastic. Last night because Ricardo was all about him. And then he found a couple of pictures like, yeah, I lost interest in
it. Pretty... Hold, please. That's right up my alley.
Oh, my God. And he sings and dances. It was so clever.
So,
does he have green eyes?
Like
light hazily.
It was just the way he moved.
That you knew that right away, please.
I'll make love to you on a mountain or some shit.
I loved you on a mountain or some shit.
That's what you did.
And the follow-up, I fucked you in a stream.
Yeah. Just be happy that I fucked you.
Fuck you in a stream.
It wasn't
that's
a country song.
That's the way you are.
It wasn't a country song.
I'll flip you over a bit. No, I'm
truly, madly, deeply, Savage Garden. Oh,
Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
Okay,
I love you on a hilltop. Yeah. No, that's so, it.
That's one of the four worst songs ever written.
That might be the worst song ever written.
By the way, but Savage Garden is a group, isn't it?
But he went solo, and he was even worse when he was solo.
I want da-da-da on a mountain. Right.
Yeah.
Tell me who the
what
lead singer
is. How does that go?
Whatever that lead singer was, he went solo, and then I think they killed him. I don't know. I think then the world voted, and
that was Nirvana. That was totally different.
What did I do, Amina? You found the song, from Lin-Manuel.
Oh, here we go.
But this is another song. Amina,
no,
this
is it.
This is it.
Oh, this is this is. Oh, yeah, well, that's right.
All this bullshit.
Here it comes.
New kitty kitty, that's my joke, chicken pat pat.
Oh, you gotta go back a little bit. You missed the beginning of the chorus.
Well, I figure he's gonna come around again.
But we can't stay that long.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Stand with you on the mountain. Okay.
Not fuck you on a mountain.
What but he's gonna make love to her in the stream. Right. That's her coming. Or he sits with her or fucks her. I don't know.
Also, his name is Darren Hayes, and no one knows who the fuck that is.
Savage Garden.
Were they one hit wonders?
No, my God, music went on forever.
I stayed away.
Then he went solo, and it was worse.
Savage
Darren
your
Hayes
garden.
Did not go solo. There's no solo.
It's because it's been erased from the memories.
So overplayed. Savage and super gay, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh,
I
no, they were
it.
Gay. They were gay.
Somebody was fucking somebody on the side of a mountain.
I don't know.
And I
know
think it was gay sex.
Is all the gays love that song at PS West.
That's why, because they were
they
gay.
They played it over and over, and then they karaoke'd it within an inch of summer lovin'.
Within an inch of summer lovin'.
fucking Doug over here. That's why they played it so much, because they're gay.
So just today, if you haven't heard, James Ingram there's passed away today.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to like what I have to say about this one either.
Oh, I don't care. We always mark.
He died, and
I didn't realize how old he was, and I had no idea that he'd been sick.
I thought he was going to be much older than that.
Right. Not our age.
Not our age.
Yeah. But not that was
how
he like
66.
Got it.
66 brain cancer. I had no idea.
But I felt like he was around for a long time too.
Apparently 66 years.
Because he was a backup singer that
Was it Earth,
not
Wind, and
very
Fire?
Yeah. Gay?
But he was a backup singer that kind of made it to the forefront, and he had the song on General Hospital. Was it
Savagely
Baby Come to Me?
Gay.
That got famous on General Hospital. That's how we got. That's how we went from backup singer to like famous person
to be.
And I'm so glad that I found you. We'll never go.
And now you
away.
Have to find.
I made that part up.
Hold on. Now you
got.
Now you
got. And I'll sit
part.
With you in an ocean
stream.
What's his name? James Ingram.
James Ingram. Now he's in a whole new world.
He is.
Oh, that's
well
him
done.
Too.
I caught that.
Every moment,
I
red
see what
letter.
You did there.
Him and Linda Snodgrass. Slender Snodgrass.
What? I was called that.
I know.
Okay, yeah, it's got something with the heart, and you have to find it. Because it's the
I don't have the heart.
I don't have the heart. Find
that.
But you got to go like 3 minutes deep when he starts. Mm-hmm. He gets all Aretha Franklin and starts. I don't have the heart.
I don't have a heart.
He gets caught up in the spirit.
Yeah, the spirit.
What the hell
is
going on? Oh my God, you're right. That's so funny. I
because there's the good 80s and the bad 80s.
Yes,
and one of the worst representations of the 80s
have never been spoken.
Is that fucking thing.
Yes.
And I remember being in my car and almost swerving off the road because he didn't have the heart.
I love that you said that because some people are like, don't you love the music from the 80s? No. I like the new wave music,
look
but not. There's that unfortunate part of the 80s yeah. that. Oh, here we
okay,
go.
How far into it?
It's almost towards the end.
Hang on.
I don't have a heart, baby.
This is 2.5 minutes or so.
It's almost a key change that goes terribly wrong.
Life-altering key change.
Oh, my God. You don't have to do. Okay, I feel like this
it's
is maybe...
building.
Yes, here you go. Key
it's
change.
Building.
Maybe. Yep. Turn it up. Turn that shit up. Woo.
Yeah.
Sing it, girl.
The bridge.
Go, girl.
Very busy. I don't have a heart. Oh my God. I'm talking over it because I don't want to get popped for it.
Yeah. He's going to do it soon.
At some point.
How much longer is left of the song?
7 days.
That's what it felt like every time this would start. Didn't we almost write a song?
I don't know where he's going to do this.
He's going to be at the very end.
Eventually, he's going to get sick of reading
here
the lyrics and
close.
Be like,
oh my
God.
Yeah, you're
close. Here you go. Here you go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He patted LaBelle's at first.
Yeah. The MGM is
right here. Right
here.
Here we are. I don't have a heart.
I don't have a heart.
I miss you like crazy.
I hate that song.
Where's Hannibal? Where's Hannibal?
Oh, my God.
Amina,
where's
I hate
Hannibal
that song
cat?
So much.
Oh, we have a whole segment on that. You can watch it.
Actually, it's been isolated and it's on YouTube just by itself.
Oh, great.
And then, of course, there's this one he sings with, what's her name?
Oh, lovely. And this is a lovely
so
song.
So now, here's the thing. So may I tell a story about this, please?
I like this song.
Oh, yeah.
So with
oh, we had a
song,
great career. It's just that one song. Right when the 80s went
from,
bad, he went with
this
them.
Is from, American Tale.
Yep.
Feifel.
86.
When my dad died, this was the song
much.
That this was the song that I heard on the way to the hospital, and it just it will always remind me of him. And his favorite, the other favorite song, just stupidly was
Islands
Lady
in the Stream. Is it
no, okay. Not fucking in a stream. No, no, no. was Lady in Red, and oddly that was the first song I heard when I left. He just, but it was, but, this
but the lady in red is
not
Ingram.
Fucking in a stream.
No, no, no. Just,
oh, okay.
But it was just one of no, Christa Berg. But just, I just thought it was that correlation.
Just wanted to make sure that you're not blaming James Ingram for all your woes. There was another singer fucking with you that day.
I just like it emphatic. You know that's not James Ingram.
So
lady
are you saying
in red, I'm in red?
So Jenny goes to her song from
I agree.
Hair and Devil of Winds of Rocks.
Oh,
so
no, no, but I know I love you.
I live with my friend Sue, and we would like play music and like clean the house together and have a beer. And this song started. He goes, I don't know much. I'm like, but I hate this fucking song.
Yeah, that's what I know.
He just started laughing. He just walked over and turned down the sound. And that's how far we got through that song the first time. I don't know. I know I don't like this song.
I know the years are showing.
Oh, I can't.
Look at this life.
You know, I really think that this should be done by Cartman and Brittany.
It is.
From South Park.
That's what they sound like now.
Because, no, he's dead.
It's kind of like.
Oh, this is god awful.
It's like, it oh my god.
Unforgivable
in every way.
Oh.
Unforgivable. That's how that you will stay.
That is really fantastic.
Don't know much.
No, I love bread, but I love donuts without Band-Aids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That'd be a great band name. Donuts without Band-Aids.
That's good.
That's good, isn't
that
it?
Is good.
We'd have a string of hits. We'd play all
I
the
like
festivals.
Yeah.
It's kind of edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And we could sell donuts.
Yeah, right. Well, no Band-Aids.
Without Band-Aids.
Look at the money you'll save on Band-Aids.
Well, we certainly can't use Band-Aid because then they'll think we're an 80s group
right.
singing.
Right.
Trying to help
singing
help
the hits
somebody.
Of famine. Famine's greatest hits.
But I love we're food.
Handing out, while we're handing out donuts.
Yeah.
Empty calories. That's our first single.
The hits of famine.
So we started with
donut.
White noise, and now we're going to end it with Ethiopia and famine. Jeezy peeps.
We are we're like Jesus' greatest hits.
Now, Marty, a flashback.
Yeah, I just have to tell you today, just because it was so much fun, you sent that text that he died.
I love
so
it,
I went right to the obituary, and I'm like humming the songs as I read the titles. And Tim's like looking at me, and he's like, what text did you just get? And I'm like, I'm not there! And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot about how much you hate that song. But it was just so funny. Humming, shouting. So it is funny to have somebody around that's known me since the dawn of time.
Not our age.
Yeah. No.
Not our age.
Somewhere in between.
Oh damn.
So a dramatic reenactment of that moment, if there was a home cam, would have been fun.
I also realized today because I sent my mom a text yesterday about somebody from our hometown passing away that we all thought was already dead. And
that
then today I
lot.
Sent her a text that James Ingram died. And I realized that I just keep sending my mom texts about people.
About dead people.
And I love it that it comes across a hot guy's crotch.
Right.
Always appropriate.
Which I gotta say is
I do enjoy my wallpaper.
I have to that is jarring. Because it's like dead person and his name's
I changed
it. It's always bad to read an obituary. With a boner. I'm just,
exactly.
I'm Matt. I'll fuck you on a mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I'll read obituaries with a boner.
And a stream.
I think it was I'll fuck you in the islands in the stream.
There you go. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
As a duet.
It's a special
each one
island.
Of us
with
Kenny
Rogers and Dolly Parton.
That's
I'll
right.
fuck you in the islands in the stream.
I'll roast you on a mountain.
I'll roast you on a
stream.
Tits and plastic surgery right there.
Oh, wait. Amina's got a good band name. Alaxatives and pill form.
Free range laxative harness. I'm all
yes,
about
Adina.
It.
Free range hands firm.
Amina, sorry. I just called her Adina.
Dazeem? Adele Dazeem?
Yeah.
You like put that together.
Okay, so you
she likes shipping. She's okay with
you hadn't heard this.
Oh boy.
So,
I'm curious now.
So dumbass comes out and ends the partial shutdown, all this stuff.
And he's
explaining that we don't need a wall to go all the way from sea to shiny sea.
Oh God.
So this is him saying it.
Come on.
We do not need 2,000 miles of concrete wall from sea to shiny sea. We never did.
I just keep getting dumber.
Fucking
it
moron.
Just keeps getting dumber.
Oh my
all right,
God.
Two things.
Sea to shiny sea.
People listening overseas. And we're about 50% overseas listeners. First, sea number one, not part of the border.
Right.
No.
The first sea in the sea to shining sea is the Atlantic.
Right.
No. We're at the Gulf of Mexico.
No borders.
Yeah.
No borders.
Wrong sea. Wrong use of shining, the verb, the pronoun, the
shiny.
Anything, the adjective.
Shiny.
And shiny sea. From sea to shiny sea.
But the funny
I feel
thing
like
is,
I just insulted
the,
Asians.
The funnier thing about this is, oh Jesus.
The
to add to this, they hand out to the reporters what the speech is, right?
It's the transcript?
In his prompter, it said shining, and he said shining.
And he still said it wrong.
Oh, well, we can't read.
Well, he can't read.
Right.
Was it in crayon?
Wouldn't that be a... God. Oh, my God. That's got to be an SNL skit that they turn around the prompters it's written in crayon.
For
well,
real.
I told you,
like the writing for Chick-fil-A by the cow. Right. Oh.
Yeah. I have the add-on for my my Google browser. When his texts come up, I don't follow him. But if other people post his texts, everything from the Donald Trump Twitter comes up written like a 3-year-old wrote it.
Oh, stop it. Does not.
Oh, my God. Yes, I love it. It comes every time on my screen.
Oh,
my
that's fantastic.
Every
funny.
Text he sends, it takes all of his type and makes it look like a 3-year-old wrote it in crayon.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Exactly what I have.
God, that's fucking brilliant.
And Jenny's worried that we're making fun of islands in the stream. We're not.
No.
Now we're making fun of Savage Garden.
No.
We're making fun of Al.
Sorry. I love Dolly Parton.
And
islands
on a mountain.
Yeah.
And in a stream.
It's. I got you all the right information.
It just was funny because Marnie said islands in the stream. And
That is what we are.
No, but it's a Bee Gees song.
That is what we are.
Yeah.
No one in between.
No one in between.
How can we be wrong?
Sail away with me
to another world.
If someone said that sentence to you, you'd be
I'm sorry, dear.
We're going to put you in a home.
You need to be committed.
That's not poetry. That's from just nonsense.
From one letter to another.
I'd be like,
together.
Did you just come back from Dollywood?
Were you recently hit in the head? But it's a Bee Gees song.
Do you smell toast?
Well, you're well behind enough to stop planes, be deep enough to stop ships. Oh, he hasn't thought this through, Amina. There are so many.
God damn.
Shiny seas.
That fucker is dumb as a brick.
Oh, my God.
He's not our age either.
No.
Oh.
No, he's actually Michael Douglas' age. The end.
Joe D is home drunk alone. We'll have an intervention
and
later.
And Amina is sober.
An intervention for what?
I'm good. Sober. Oh, no, I
well
had a beer.
Well done. I'm sober. Need a ride?
Do we need a thoughtful, or can we go to Randy Rainbow's latest?
I think that's thoughtful right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Wonderful. Hang on, I've got to get to it.
Yeah, I have not gotten to see it. That's why I'm so excited.
Oh, you haven't
right
seen
now.
It
no.
yet.
Can you hold?
I just
sure.
Need
I can. We can. We'll talk about something else. For just
we're gonna
moments.
Let's talk about Doug.
What's the movie or TV show that like you identify with, and it could be from like when you're a little kid and the kids were your age, like something just spoke to like where you were in the world at that particular
Scott Baio
minute.
The boy who drank too much. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was an after school special.
But it might be the one that rang a bell with you. I don't know your life.
I'm sorry, honey. Actually, no.
Mine was Rockford Files.
Was Quincy. Did you ever see that?
I love Quincy.
Quincy was
really
good.
Did.
Rock.
But Impossible. You identified with the 70-year-old Jack Lugman that was your like
that's
I want to be.
Age.
No, I just love the show. I'm just saying I identified.
What? I was trying to find
did
something.
Did you say
fast.
From your child?
I would say
any time in life. Like when did you finally see something that was like, oh, this is what this is.
Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was Laverne and Shirley, but it was like watching it. Because first of all, I thought I was Penny Marshall.
Okay.
That Laverne. I thought it was no, but I mean, because she was... what's happening with this this God. Name that keeps coming up? I don't know who it is, but Amina has asked about it a couple times.
Because she
sure
asked earlier if
is.
We were going to talk about it. I said we should if we have time, but now I don't know if we do.
What was their thing for...
Because it's serious.
What was the thing? What was the sex thing on they couldn't say sex or anything on Laverne and Shirley. So what'd they call it?
Vodio do.
Oh, that's right.
But you vote. But you doed. You didn't vodio, but you doed. You vodio doed.
I do remember that.
And I'm not sure if his last name is
Smollett
or Smollett.
This is just a horrible story.
And you know what? There's a lot of parts to the story.
I have a tie into this story too.
I would rather wait till next week till we know more stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that they're saying happened and a lot of stuff that they don't know that happened.
Asked about this during the SAG Awards.
So this
is an actor, I'm assuming.
No.
Star Wars.
Yesterday in Chicago, he was going to a subway late at night, was attacked by two men, beaten. They put a noose around his neck.
Oh, my God.
And poured bleach on him, and they were yelling, like, queer and other things. And it really was horrifying. But there's another part to the story
that misinformation
that I'd rather wait till we know what really happened before we start.
He's released from himself a picture of himself from the hospital.
Okay.
He already released that.
It's a hate crime, a terrible crime, but there's just parts of it that I think they're just sensationalizing to make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's bad enough as it is.
Okay.
So I'd rather wait till next week.
Did they know he was famous? Or did they just think he was someone walking down the street?
No, I think it was pointed because they had talked about hate mail coming to his... He had been getting...
there was a precursor.
Hate mail coming in. So, and they don't know if people were... I don't know if he had like a scheduled appearance there, if people were following him.
I can look it up here.
But yeah.
Flown into Chicago. He had taken a subway. He's got the subway and was getting food at some all-night food stand or something.
Oh, no, he was going to eat at Subway. He was going to eat at Subway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But somehow he had just like... I thought they said he had just got into town that evening.
Yeah, that evening. He was like walking out of the subway and he was jumped and beaten and like it was horrifying. But there's just other parts to it that I would rather not. And there's lots of cameras in the area, so hopefully they're going
to
catch
people. So here's what I want to ask you about then, because I follow BBC News and I saw a breaking news story, and you know the Toronto area. And this happened on the same day. Canadian Bruce MacArthur admits killing 8 men, most of them with links to Toronto gay village neighborhood.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Horrible stories about, you know, this issue on the same day.
So I just looked up who it is, and now I know who that is.
Yeah, I recognized him, too.
But what is the... it says Al Sharpton says that Trump needs to denounce the MAGA attacker.
Right, and that's the misinformation.
That's the part, like, they're going to have stuff on camera. There's no need to make escalate this. It's a horrible hate crime. It should never have happened. They will find these guys.
Yep.
But there's just no need to, like, make it scandalous or worse. What happened to...
Let's wait till the facts come out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
And also, if you are a person who is piling on like that, then you're dishonoring what happened to him.
Right.
Sure, like people are like, they were screaming MAGA. No, we don't know that.
Yeah, you do. So, it doesn't matter what you were wearing or what he was wearing, you don't attack.
And it was already bad enough.
It was already bad enough.
Whoever did it, whatever their reason for doing it, which was hatred, is enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
People don't need to exploit that for their own political gain, and that bothers
right, and then like right, the thing right. about like why were they carrying bleach unless they meant to? Why would you have just
who's just walking around? Yeah. Right,
so laundromat terrible, terrible story.
Okay,
so no, but a movie. But
and
a movie
I was looking at this trying to figure out where other than seeing like with Empire, and I'm not watching that all the time, but that's where I recognize them, and I'm like, but what else? Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah,
it was in Mighty Ducks, and that's why I thought, why do I know that face? That's why the end.
I didn't realize he'd been around that long. There you go.
That's where he started, 80s.
So movie that you like, you thought they like, you know, like for our age, it should kind of be The Breakfast Club. But I like those people were too rich. I was like, who goes, like, where the fuck is this high school? I
loved that movie, though.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. But to me, I was like, I had never seen
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. For real. Yeah.
But I just couldn't get over how much money they had. Like, who brings sushi to school? Like, I was like, what the fuck is, like, who are these people? There was just a level of money I had never seen before, so I was like,
and that,
is this
that
a faraway kingdom?
That part actually made sense to me with the school that
Jenny,
I went
you're
to.
Right. You know what? Bleach is a total hip-hop gang.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Love and hip-hop.
I didn't know that.
The girlfriends, they pour bleach all over the boyfriend's clothes to ruin all their like leather jackets and shit.
Oh, really?
I learned all about it from clients.
That also makes a weave come out.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know.
Wow.
Jenny's on it.
Well done, Jenny.
Movie.
I didn't know that.
Movie, TV show, anything. Just something that you saw that they were like,
a book
this
you
same.
Read.
Yeah. I thought this would be easier, like Square Pegs or like the Brady Bunch or like somebody that was around
TV
your age.
Shows, God, TV shows harder.
It could be either.
Something I can't think of anything I identified. Well,
Cars.
I did enjoy BJ and the Bear.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that.
BJ and the Bear?
And Sheriff Lobo. Yeah, because Greg Evigan was even cute back then. But yeah, I liked that whole...
Or Smokey and the Bandit.
The actor Claude Atkins.
Yeah, but I'm talking about. I forget it. I guess we missed the point.
No,
of this.
I understand. I understand.
But I didn't
where
identify anything. I just liked it. Yeah. There's nothing I identified or I thought that I wanted. I don't recall that.
No, like when Friends came on, they were my age, kind of going through like having trouble
your
finding
age
work.
Or our age.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was a meatball. I just
but like Square Pegs was one that I kind of identified with them, like the The Outsiders, like, that one kind of rang a bell.
Oh, I totally would agree with, like, everything that you're saying. Yeah, totally in my wheelhouse.
And there was a Jodie Foster movie that I was like, I get this.
Well, if it was a Jodie Foster movie, I probably liked it.
Yeah.
Aaron, it
was the little girl that lived down the lane.
I love that movie.
I really identified with her as she murdered
him. Yeah, I love that movie.
Charlie Sheen's
dad. But, you know, I never related to anything that anyone else was relating to.
Yeah.
So I would say...
Spinal
what was
tap.
The one you said? Oh, well, so in terms of like TV show,
Cleveland. I said Laverne.
Like
Shirley.
Monty Python. I was like, okay, they get me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And then movie would probably
that
be because my dark side. The first time I really saw that honored in was the Heathers.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Okay. I was like, okay, I think Tim would probably now say that too. Now yeah, I see that. Like sure. You know, Pretty in Pink or Heathers. It's like it's Heathers. So
okay. Okay. See, and I could with Pretty and
Fuck
Pink.
Me I'm gently with a chainsaw.
Yeah. That's something I would say over lunch.
There's so many.
Yeah, right? Right.
When you're brave, everything's
by
a dildo.
Stream?
Heather, what's your damage?
Yeah, what's your damage, Heather?
You think I'm going to drink that piss just because you dare me to?
I think he hit the nail on the head, after all the talk at the SAG Awards, I think this is one of those things that really shows you're white because... We could see ourselves on TV. Where a lot of people don't get to look at a TV screen and see someone that reminds them to see the representation.
Oh, I mean, think about it with people of color. Let me rephrase that. Black people were able to but see themselves because of the Huxtables.
Yeah.
Right? When the Huxtables came on, and that was such a big fucking deal.
And Affluent Family, which actually, going back to the 70s, the Black Panthers came out against Norman Lear because of Good Times and protested against him.
And Jefferson.
Because they hated the TV series Good
Times. Sanford and Son.
And I don't think it was Norman Lear. But regardless, I get your point. They're like, we want an up-and-coming, successful Black family. Mm-hmm. That's where we got the Jefferson.
Right. So that's why he made that. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. Like, and, show them and, be successful.
And even being able to see those, but that was a big thing.
I saw
Oprah
Winfrey in an interview say that when she was a child, that you would come running out, like, if on TV, and usually it was a singer or whatever. It was like, colored people are on TV.
Yeah.
And think what you will about Oprah and all that. But like when she said that, I was like, I never even thought of that before. Like just to be excited to actually see somebody that looks like you on the television.
Well, she was the first person I think ever talked about that because she talked about everything. But you don't think about that, like who you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be the same thing with like a gay representation. Sure. Like if there are no gay people on TV, who are you going to watch on TV that you think, they're getting me? When most of the time it was
Sidney
a girl,
Poitier.
You know?
Yeah,
that was one of the things that I believe that Oprah had said was
that is
Sidney Poitier comes out and room 222.
Yeah, that's
wasn't it?
Right.
And
because my answer was going to be if we ever got around this question, which I thought was going to be really fast, and you could just run to the kitchen.
Never
was my best friend's wedding.
Native American.
My best friend's wedding was Rupert Everett in that movie, like the friend of the girl that's going crazy over a guy that she doesn't really belong to, and then like, all right, I'll go to this fucking wedding with you.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's not very likable, and he's not very like. It just that was a movie where I'm like, okay,
I can see this.
And Julie Roberts and I are like 6 months apart,
right?
So
apparently,
same age.
Similar age. Well,
the one that fucks me on that though. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna stay on that since you're all gonna pick up me for it. Brooke Shields, because she played 12 when I was 12. So to me. We're the same age. We are not. Turns out she's a couple years older. So every time they're like, Brooke Shields turns 40, I'm like, she does not. We are not 40 yet. I'm like screaming at magazines whenever they announce her next decade. This is a lie. We have age fraud going on.
Where's Hannibal? Where's Hannibal the cat?
I seriously had a meltdown when they had Brooke Shields turns 40 on a People magazine.
On a magazine, right.
There are people that have less hair in that line because I pulled their hair out.
Well, it's difficult for me. How old is Jodie Foster?
She's like 55 or 56.
Yeah, and that even that is because no.
Because we were children together.
That's right.
Yeah.
We grew up together in so many ways.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm just saying,
you have a lot in common with her.
We sure do. Yeah. God, we could have had more had we met. But that's fine. You know,
that was the first time that I ever thought I saw in a main. Like, there was a couple little British movies, of course, where they did stuff. But that was the one that I was really like, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would think
that's fun
that
to watch. And
now,
then, of course, he never got a job again. So I'm like, well, that pretty much sums it up about gay people in movies. Well, a gay guy playing a gay guy is never going to happen again.
He was on Shrek. He's in Shrek.
Oh yeah, animated. He's not going to be a real person ever again.
I know it.
He was a successful gay man that played a gay man that didn't die in the end. They don't get to come back.
Doesn't come back.
That's a whole other topic.
Well, and they had but now
in the best in my favorite female performance of all time in Dance with a Stranger, and he's in that movie, and it's so fucking good.
Oh, he is very good.
Played straight, Miranda Richardson. It's the best movie ever.
No idea.
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, I drove over and made him watch it.
Yeah, the other shows now that I was going to say that now people are able to see Off the Boat.
Fresh Off the Boat.
I haven't watched that one.
And between Eastsiders and Crazy Rich Asians, I will now watch that Constance Wu. Whatever she wants to be in, I'll
She's
just go.
Fantastic.
What is Eastsiders on?
Eastsiders was a YouTube show that went on to Netflix. Netflix eventually bought it.
And what's it about?
It's not EastEnders, which was the show I was looking for, about a gay character.
I know. You were telling me, and I was Googling, and I got all confused.
I didn't read the thing, right? And I ended up watching EastEnders was about all these gay people on the east side of Los Angeles. They all live in Silver Lake.
And that's called EastEnders?
Eastsiders. EastEnders is the proper
Silver
British...
Silver Lake? I thought that was Friday the 13th.
I'm getting confused.
Camp Silver Lake.
Camp... You're close. You're super close. It's not it.
Silver Lake is just outside of
Silver Lake is in L.A.
Yeah.
Camp...
I thought Camp Silver Lake
No, because that camp really exists in New York, and I went there on a camping trip.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's not... I mean, it's just a coincidence that there was a camp with that
What's Eastsiders?
Eastsiders is about the gay people in Silver Lake.
Okay.
They're on the east side of L.A.
What's EastEnders?
EastEnders is the British show that has a gay character, Crystal Lake.
Camp Crystal Lake.
EastEnders has a gay character, and somebody told me they were watching that, and so I turned on Eastsiders, and I'm like, gay character? They're all fucking gay, and they're all having sex with each other.
No, there's only one.
Like, how did you only find one? And then I was like halfway through, and I'm like, you know, none of these people are even attempting a British accent, and that's L.A. Like, that's not London. And then I read the synopsis, and I was like... Oh, I'm looking for a show called EastEnders, but I watched the entire series.
I love that you watched it anyway.
Because it was really good, but I was like, my friend really does not know how to describe shows, because nobody on here is British. That is definitely L.A.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
And then finally I had to Google it.
My favorite thing is that you just watched it anyway.
Yeah, because it was terrific.
That's fantastic.
The fact that Amina had to grow up with Lindsay Lohan as the is like... And now she has a fucking show on
VH1.
VH1 or Bravo? Mm-hmm.
Is she hosting it?
Maybe
or it's
Bravo.
Or is it
give her a fucking
acting.
Island.
Hosting it. She has an island. And
oh, of course she does.
You know,
Tara
Reid.
It's like Tara
You know
Reid.
What the best part about your TV is? You can change a channel.
Oh, thank God.
Or turn
I can
it
live
off.
My entire life
well,
without knowing what that is.
Well, between that and TNT has a show on now that I can't. Like it
Who?
It makes me angry. On TNT,
Who?
USA.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, no, she's telling us about
I'm
a show.
That there's a show. I'm like, what? What the fuck is what am I
What's
stuttering?
On first?
What's happening?
We do this show live.
So
I was like, if you keep it, quit asking her who, she might tell you what the show's about.
Trying to get there. It's on
I thought you were saying another person like Lindsay Lohan.
No, not yet. And it's called, I think it's some island show, but it's all about couples, like four couples, that are able to go to this island and learn to see if their relationship is, like, the right relationship. Should they get married?
It sounds like every reality
oh my
show
God, no,
ever.
No. I mean, it is like it.
Well, because
awful.
It makes sense that a woman like Lindsay Lohan, who's made a lot of good life choices, is your analyst or whatever.
All I know is I used to watch Project Runway. Now it's kind of ended, and
that
I kind of ended
show.
With it. But the commercials for every other show on
are
whatever
on
that fucking
it.
Channel
yeah,
was.
Exactly.
I mean, there were shows about little
That's
people
a good
and
point.
Shows about this woman screaming at child dancers. I mean, every
Dance
show.
Moms.
I don't care what it was called. Every show. That I would sneakily see a commercial for, I'd be like, that makes me want it. That makes me hate people.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
So I have never watched another show on whatever that channel is. Mm-hmm.
And those commercials, they're brutal because they're just on, like, what are the Kardashians on? Is that VH1 or whatever the fuck they're on?
Yeah.
E. They're on E. And there was something, some show I followed on E. I have never.
Fashion Police.
I am still hold, am proud to say I have never watched 1 minute of one episode of the Kardashians ever. But I know everything that's happening on it from the fucking commercials, from everything else on E! I was watching.
And there's like, the one about the real big flamboyant gay guy that's married to the Christian woman and they have a teenager.
Oh my God.
What?
That
oh my God.
Show
I might watch that.
Makes me laugh. Chrisley Knows Best.
That is
awful on a capital.
That is on. A lot of the stuff is just on in patients' rooms.
Funny.
And so I thought the point of the show was that way. She had a gay dad.
Oh, totally.
And then I found out that he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't.
He has that no idea.
Yeah. Oh, honey, do you think the dicks just fall there?
For real. I'm telling
they
you.
Do.
Are you just accidentally sucking that dick?
He's a fashion guy. And
I think I have seen the commercial for this.
I think that's
Is fashion guy a euphemism for a big old queer?
The clothes aren't the only thing in the
B-O-Q.
Closet.
Did we just
That's what it should
did
be
we
called.
Just lose the gay audience? Yeah. Yeah.
We lost him.
I'm even offended by that.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck, Mary Kill, but trapped on an island.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck, Mary Kill, but trapped. Oh, Amina.
I know I would kill Lindsay Lohan. I can tell you that one.
Yeah. Is she up for grabs? Because I'm going to kill her.
Can I just kill her?
I'll just kill her.
Sorry, Lindsay.
I will fuck or marry any of you.
People on this channel do not.
Because I'm doing, hosting RuPaul. On Fridays, you know, that's on VH1, so all of those commercials come on.
Yeah, right.
Which I mask all the audio and just play music over it.
Right.
Neither can Bruce.
The other show, I mean, when I saw they gave Lohan a show, I about fell over. But yeah, then the other one is something about like your ex on a beach or some bullshit. Well, I'm not reading. Something.
No, that's what she was just. That's the show she's talking about.
Oh, no. Two different loser shows.
This is your ex.
You run into somehow they find a,
they get what, your ex.
Your ex shows up on a beach
and you drown him.
I don't know exactly.
Yep.
But no, the
you know what's in this one? A shovel.
It's outside during the snowstorm. Throw the kid out the door.
And we wrapped up the show. Well done.
Welcome back, Amina.
Oh, we need to God.
God, you had to listen to the whole show for that shovel joke to pay off.
B-O-Q.
That was 3 hours in the making.
All I have to say is we're going to play it by ear.
But again, my purpose to boring you all with the entertainment section is to make sure you never watch a reality show. This is what I'm here for. Ever. I will give you enough choices each week so that you never,
ever
turn on that station.
There's 412 channels now.
That's what the original idea was, because Ernie watched reality TV.
I was just going to say, now Ernie is all involved with Life After Lockup.
B-O-Q.
That's right. That's a big old queer.
Well, speaking of big old queers,
let's watch one.
Trump. 6. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller.
And now, low energy Randy Rainbow in his stupid rendition of the Cell Block Tango. No collusion.
Trump. 6. Flip.
Cuckoo.
Huckabee. Mueller. Trump. 6.
Flip. Cuckoo.
Huckabee.
Mueller.
Trump. 6.
Flip. Cuckoo.
Huckabee.
Mueller.
They had it coming, they had it coming. They were the best that he could find. And then you guessed it, they got arrested.
And now he's losing his freaking mind.
Trump 6, Huckabee Mueller.
The greatest witch hunt in history has dropped houses on 6 of the president's personal associates
so far,
including Roger Stone, who's been indicted on multiple charges, including lying, obstructing justice, witness tampering, and lacking basic fashion sense.
6.
Before Roger came Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Rick Gates. Then on the same day Michael Cohen pleaded guilty, Donald Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 felony counts, only because on the other 10 counts the jury was hung. And incidentally, the only thing in that sentence that will ever be described as hung.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They got the Machiavellian.
Look it up.
Just wait and see next. Who will it be next?
Oh God, I'll laugh if it's Kellyanne.
Trump 6.
Flip.
Huckabee Muller. You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like cracking their knuckles or implicating you in a criminal conspiracy to mislead the American people in order to influence an election? DT hates that. So it's no wonder that he's violated Title 18 United States Code 1512 by intimidating witnesses like his former fixer who's already cooperating with the feds. And there's no telling who might flip on Donald next. Flip. Thank God he can at least count on the loyalty of his longtime pal Roger Stone, who swears he would never do his boo like that. And I mean, imagine a fine, upstanding, delusional rat bastard con artist and self-described dirty trickster who dresses like a Dick Tracy villain and idolizes Richard Nixon going back on his word in an act of self-interest? I mean, I really wouldn't worry about it, Donald.
He has it coming. He has it coming. He better find a hiding place. He's changing color, 'cause here comes Mueller.
At least his jumpsuit will match his face. Oh, it's lonely being individual one these days. Even his own wife is starting to turn on him. Luckily, he has the genuine support of true and unbiased sycophantic media whores. Like Giuliani.
Cuckoo.
And press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah, let's cut the shit.
Huckabee.
This is now the sixth person directly connected to the president in the Mueller investigation. What is your reaction? Are you scared? You look scared.
Real simple. This has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys are totally fine.
She has it coming. They have it coming. While Giuliani's cracking jokes, as was predicted, they'll be convicted.
Mueller.
Is it collusion or just a hoax?
President Trump is absolutely right. This is a witch hunt.
The dirty bomb, 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 bomb. The dirty bomb, bomb, bomb. He has it come. She has it come. They have it come.
She has it. Wait, just let Melania go free.
The girl's been through enough.
But she's complicit, so she'll just visit. I hope for her sake, not conjugally.
Trump. Six.
Flip.
Cuckoo.
Huckabee. Mueller.
Okay, the that's delusion. The best one so far.
Yeah, they just
I
get better and
that
better.
That is the best one.
Machiavellian. Yeah. Look it up.
I didn't get
it's
to see that part.
Just
I had to run away.
But. Wonderful.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic.
It really, brilliant. Really, fucking really brilliant. Is just, he's fantastic.
He's so talented. So funny.
Yes.
Does he write all that himself?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
I don't know how he puts together those videos. Because he had that one ready the day.
Yeah.
And there is something freaky about that. Like CNN was clearly tipped off. Like the arrest, so over the top.
Because they had people staked out the house for weeks waiting for it.
I know, but it seemed really
staged.
Well,
it's all going to play out in real time on televisions all over the world, and I'm looking forward to watching it all. In fact, I'm going to go watch my boyfriend right now.
That's right.
Little Rachel Maddow. Love him. Doug, thank you for being here with us.
It was a thrill.
And
I loved
as we
it.
Wrap up tonight's show, we'll let you know we're all the same age, and we will see you next Tuesday.
I'm the youngest.
I'd like you to open your cash register and give me your money.
Small problem. Our money isn't for sale.